Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to Violence.
Welcome to Pop Rocks Radio. As always, I am your host, Jan. Thanks for joining us again and supporting independent music in all of its glorious, brilliant, messy forms. To that end, we've got tracks today from Moonroof, The Volts, The Spongetones, Time Thieves, and so much more. And of course, no episode would be complete without a song by my favorite band, 2020. Here are Les Lulis from France with their side of a split 7-inch they did with Melbourne Split System. This is A l'Étroit. That was, of course, 2020 with Watching the Headlights Burn from 1995's 4-Day Tornado. Welcome to Pop Rocks Radio. Have you been good? I myself have been great. Thanks for asking. Thanks for sticking with us. We really appreciate it. If you're feeling generous and want to help keep the show going, there are a couple of easy ways to support us. There is a link in the show notes where you can buy me a coffee. And if you're listening on Fountain, you can boost this episode right in the app by sending some sats our way.
You got it, dude!
Okay, on this week's show, I went back and watched one of my favorite films from back in the day, Repo Man from 1984, starring Emilio Estevez and Harry Dean Stanton. This film has got one of the best soundtrack albums out there. That said, if you're old enough to remember soundtrack albums, I would love to hear about your favorites, and maybe we can give that movie some love here on the show as well. Okay, let's kick off the set with The Tearaways featuring the late, great Clem Burke. Man, it sucks to have to say that. This is their latest single from their album, and for our next trick, this is Married and Single.
Single at the same time. On my mind.
That was My Baby's Book from the Real Kids self-titled debut in 1977. Before that, we had a gentleman from Australia whose album I am really loving right now. We played a track just a couple weeks ago. That was Scott Riley with Bring On Tomorrow from his album Mood Swings.
ABC presents Tuesday Movie of the Week.
This week's Tuesday Movie of the Week on Wednesday is the cult classic Repo Man, a film that's weird, wild, and way smarter than it first lets on. Brought to you by none other than Michael Nesmith of the Monkees, this 1984 sci-fi punk rock flick is packed with oddball cameos, including Rodney Bingenheimer and Circle Jerks, who show up in the movie as a lounge act. One of the coolest bits, though, is the soundtrack album. It is a time capsule of early 80s punk and hardcore with tracks by Black Flag, Suicidal Tendencies, Iggy Pop, and more. But Repo Man isn't just punk for punk's sake. It is a sharp satire that skewers Reagan-era consumerism, suburban conformity, and the desperation behind the American dream. 40 years later, it still lands, actually probably even harder now. And for me, 80s LA is my favorite LA, so watching them drive around the city is pretty cool as well. If you've never seen it, now's the time. If you have and haven't seen it for a while, check it out with fresh eyes. This one's got layers. The title track, of course, was written and performed by our featured artist this week, the great Iggy Pop. From his groundbreaking work with the Stooges starting in 1967 and over 50 years of ups, downs, chaos, and never-ending surprises, Iggy's snarling, gravelly voice lit the fuse for punk in the 70s and continues to spark mayhem on and off the stage. Okay, I know that is the Cliff Notes version of his unique career, but let's get back to the music. The first track is from Instinct, released in 1988. The 80s were a wildly experimental time for Iggy, spanning pop, punk, new wave, and this one, which is just a straight-up rock banger. Featuring Steve Jones from the Sex Pistols, this is Cold Metal.
Oh. city, where the debris meets the sea. I live here in Kill City, where the debris meets the sea. It's a playground to the rich, but it's a loaded gun to me. Keeping quiet, and I am the wild boy. I'm sick of keeping quiet, and I am the wild boy. But if I have to die here first, I'm gonna make some noise. Give it up, give me more love.
Stooges broke up in 1974. Iggy Pop and fellow Stooge James Williamson teamed up to write and record what would eventually become the Kill City album. The story is that they recorded on weekends when Pop was given permission to leave the hospital where he was staying for treatment of his heroin addiction. They shopped the demos around until Bomp Records, a legendary indie label known for supporting underground garage, punk, and power pop, stepped up. That support gave them the means to finish the mixes, and Bomp released the album in 1977. We just heard the title track from that album, an album that many consider to be one of Iggy's finest. So that's it for our featured artist this week. If there's someone you'd like to hear spotlighted on a future episode, drop me a note in the comments. I would love to hear your suggestions.
George Bush says we are losing the war on drugs. Well, you know what that implies? There's a war going on, and people on drugs are winning it.
Okay, let's kick off this next set with a band called Moonroof from Philadelphia. This is the first single from their upcoming debut album due out on July 11th. This is 2 a.m.
Out of here.
that was Australia's Lime Spiders with their 1985 single Out of Control. Before that, we had a new track from Chicago's Time Thieves. That was Cover My Ears off their new EP, Coming Home. Still more to come here on Pop Rocks Radio, but first, a word from our sponsor. But since we still don't have a sponsor, it's really just a word. Hey, this is Bijan from Pop Rocks Radio, and I just want to do a quick shout out to an organization that I think is doing great work for musicians when things get rough. They're called Music Cares. They help with everything from mental health support to medical bills, addiction recovery, and even rent assistance. If you've ever leaned on a song to get through something, this is one way to give back to the people who make that possible. You can learn more or donate at musiccares.org. I will put a link in the show notes. Okay, back to the show.
Let's get into trouble, baby.
Okay, since I've been having such a great time digging through all the incredible music Australia has to offer, let's do another one. This one is from the band Even from their 1995 album, In Stereo. This is 24 Hour Cynic.
I left my soul. like we used to do. You've been gone so long, and the winter is wrapping up. Oh, the worst is through.
Thank you.
really love that one. That is a Sheffield band that we've played here before on the show. That is their take on California Dreaming. That was The Volts with New Faces. Before that, we had a band from Philadelphia called Lunison. That is Lunacy plus Unison. That was their new single, Shelley's Room. And now for a new segment we're calling...
Oh my God, he's an idiot.
I always say I am not an expert, I'm just a fan. Some days that lack of expertise really becomes obvious to me, and probably everybody else as well. Ever since I started out on this journey, every day has been a learning process for me. I spend my days learning about bands I had never heard before, and maybe other people, maybe lots of other people have known. But for me, hearing about them for the first time is just glorious. There's a gentleman on TikTok. His name is Alan Lulu. His handle is A Real Lulu. If you love music and don't already subscribe to this guy, I really suggest that you do. His focus is on vinyl and primarily albums that are not available for streaming. And not only are his videos incredibly entertaining, he is just super knowledgeable. I can't tell you how much I've learned from watching his videos. So last week's show, we focused on LA musician Morley Bartnoff. And as I have started to do whenever I release a new podcast, I put a trailer for the episode on TikTok. In that trailer, we highlighted that Morley was the featured artist and that he has been part of bands like Burning Sensations, Cosmo Topper, Ramarama, just to name a few. One of the bands that he was in, one of the earliest bands that he was in that I did not know existed, was a band called Bugs Tomorrow. So when Alan saw my trailer, he replied to the video with the comment, Bugs Tomorrow. And I admit, I didn't know what he was talking about. I thought, okay, there's an Australian band called Bugs. Maybe he's going to do a video about that band tomorrow. Don't know why he would be telling me this, but this is what was going through my head at the time. So after a little back and forth with Alan in replies, and even after a comment by Morley himself, I realized, oh man, am I far off. So after a little more digging around, I found the self-titled release from Bugs Tomorrow from Casablanca Records in 1980. And man, what a fun album that is. It just goes to show that this is still a learning process for me. And these kind of discoveries for me are why I am having fun every single freaking day doing this. So if you're listening, Alan, Morley, thank you so much for that. I'm grateful for the recommendation. So let's play something from that album with music and lyrics by Bugs Raskin and Morley Bartnoff. This is Bugs Tomorrow with Summer Camp.
Tell the family, how do you feel? Do you want to go tonight? Make your plans now, give up or you go. Book it on the
Yeah!
We just had to play one more by Morley. That was Just Say No from his band Cosmo Topper in 2023.
It's very pretty.
Yeah, just simple lines intertwining, you know, very much like I'm really influenced by Mozart and Bach, and it's sort of in between though. It's really, it's like a Bach piece, really. It's,
what do you call this?
Well, this piece is called Lick My Love Pump.
Okay, we've got time for one more set. Do we have time for one more set? That was me asking my imaginary producer, by the way. I say we do. This is the latest from the Sponge Tones. Their new album is due out on May 30th on Big Stir Records. This is Lulu's In Love.
Shining face, what poor wretch.
sidewalks of these streets without a soul in town. It's the time of night that some call day, depending who you see. It's about the time I made my way to sleep. I know I should wrap things up. I know I should find the door. I know I could push my luck, but what am I waiting for? I'm not ready to go back home. I'm not ready to face my senses while I'm on my own, giving all the places I have gone. I'm not ready to go. It's a longing of a voice that keeps me wide awake. It's the dehydrated nights that give my heart a break. It's the people that I meet in order to forget. The girl that caught me off my guard upon the night we met. It's the strangers in this bar and who they take me for. It's that sentimental heart and who it's breaking for. A jukebox in the back that plays a melody of an old romantic tune that she would sing to me. I know I should close my tab. I know I should find my way. I know I should call a cab and carry myself away. I'm not ready to go back home. I'm not ready to face my senses while I'm on my own, giving all the places I have gone. I'm not ready to go. I know I should close my eyes. I know I should get some rest. I'm starting to realize this is putting me to the test. But I'll never go to sleep, no matter how hard I try, until I wake up to her by my side. I'm not ready to go back home. I'm not ready to face my lonely bed. I'm not ready to go back home. I gotta find a place to hide my head. I come to senses while I'm on my own, giving all the places I have gone. I'm not ready to go.
We closed out that set with Yours and Mine from New York with I'm Not Ready to Go from last year's The Shadow You Cast. Before that, we had The Connection with Crawling from the Wreckage of a Saturday Night from 2013's Let It Rock.
May tomorrow be a perfect day.
May you find love and laughter along the way.
May God keep you in His tender care
till He brings us together again.
Good night, everybody.
And with that, we have come to the end of another episode of Pop Rocks Radio. Join us again next week when we'll have more great tracks, deep cuts, and whatever else we dig up between now and then. And of course, no episode would be complete without a song by my favorite band, 2020. This is the band Muzzle from Seattle with Obvious from 1998's Actual Size. And this is Bijan from Pop Rocks Radio. Thanks for listening. Be good, be weird, and we'll see you next time.
Was a time it used to be. The world looked different to me. Now everything seems out of reach. Oh yeah. And everybody that you obvious, but I just want to put them all away. Just get it.